Alicia Tagger Powell.
What does racism mean to you?
It's ugly. It's unfair. I think that going through that creates opportunity for dialogue and also change. If you look at the world as a whole, but also what's happening in the city of Buffalo, there's a lot of things that I have witnessed and seen. But I think that now we're all starting to talk about it and we're all embracing our differences. So for me, it's just creating a positive dialogue with others to eliminate that.
But do you think Buffalo will be more on the edge of rising above it than other communities?
I think it has. With organizations like NFJC, who are fighting for equality and inclusion, and other groups coming on board, because Buffalo has been, I think, over the years, a racially divided city. And I think now, you know, we have to embrace, we are truly the city of good neighbors. So I think there's now more groups, more individuals that are on social action and change. And I think we're moving forward. I think, again, that dialogue and just the whole look of how we are as a people, I think it is changing, where we can affect not only what happens in the city, but also on a global and national level.
I'm James Nyler.
What does racism mean to you?
I think that it's, you know, from what I've experienced, it's a lot of a lack of acknowledgement and a lack of understanding. I personally grew up in a suburban community that wasn't overly diverse. At a certain point in my life, I came to the understanding that diversity may not come to me. So I have to go out and start learning on my own. I kind of witnessed the fact that not a lot of the people around me were willing to do the same thing. I tried, you know, as I grew up, to kind of encourage people to step outside where they're comfortable, and just kind of start understanding, you know, new people, new cultures, and just kind of go from there. I mean, it's, for me, diversity should be kind of an organic thing. You know, it shouldn't be something forced.
Kara Oliver. Racism for me is two things. It's ignorance and fear. But it's also power, the overarching dynamic of power and power structure, the fear of losing that power and alienating purposefully those who may not fit into that power structure. So if I don't want to lose power, what is the one way that I can diminish someone else's, putting them down? The easiest way to do that is by race.
I'm Wayne Woodburn.
Can you describe what racism means to you?
What racism means to me, it's kind of ignorance and hatred. And at the same time, some people may do racist things and not know they're racist. Like, when they're speaking, they can adopt certain mannerisms they didn't have before if they were speaking to someone else. And while they may assume, like, oh, I'm just, you know, being with the crowd, you know, it may be inadvertent, but it's still there. Yeah.
I think what racism means to me is I think I've been lucky in that I haven't had to face a lot of racism, or if I have, I haven't even been aware of it. And to me, it's just something that is something that I'm aware of that I need to use my privilege perhaps to do something about it. And I want to raise my kids to be kids that don't just care about themselves and don't just use the privilege that they may have for their benefit, but for other people. That's really important to me.
Nisoa.
What does racism mean to you?
Wow. wow. That's a really good question. Racism to me is, it's a blend of ignorance and just being uneducated about others, and sometimes not having the ability to have the correct platform to be able to have that conversation with the right people. So from my perspective, it's just knowing that if you do see racism, not just being someone who just is able to just take it, but being able to communicate to them and let them know what is right, what's wrong, and why is that. And really just trying to help out your fellow neighbors and the people in your community to start off with, and hoping that if you make an impact there, everyone overall can learn to make an impact across the country, but starting small. We can't obviously fix this overnight. We can't fix this in one day. And when myself and our group got together, I mean, we felt like this is something that we wanted to do for our community. Because obviously we can change the country. We can change the way the world thinks. But if we can start with our community, making a difference there, that would be key for us.